Welcome to the Left Hand Backhand Podcast, episode 25. Two five was Sean McCoy, Reggie Bush.
This is our quarter quell in Hunger Games terms.
Our Peter Quill.
Our Peter Parker picked a pickled pepper.
Our Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Oh, well, James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, well, I got that. Peach.
Nice, yeah.
Well, peaches.
Whoa.
Jack Black.
Well, I get my peaches down in Georgia. Justin Bieber.
Well, the devil went down to Georgia.
Well, the devil made me do it.
Well, the devil wears Prada.
Well,
that
was good.
Yes,
I didn't have anything good.
There's
to go
not
with.
really too much to go from there.
That's no, I could have done something else with devil, but don't want to. Oh, I guess I'm the devil. Don't you shouldn't say things like that.
Yeah, I would not say such things if I were you.
As you guys can tell, this is going to be a silly little podcast mixed with some other.
Well, so we had this idea for our 25th episode. Good job, Junie. We are kind of taking this thing off the rails. We are celebrating episode 25. This is almost like a live stream episode, as in my brother and my cousin are here. They'll be popping in saying hi. Jeff's probably going to get like 15 phone calls between now and the start of our fantasy football draft. So we're going to be live streaming our draft as we are doing the podcast. So apologies if it's a little dry for you. We're going to be talking through our picks, having a good old time. I got me some za and a little chicken bake. Crunching on. But we just wanted to celebrate 25 in style with a little pizzazz pizza. Then
I like it.
I am going to Glass Animals tonight. So,
that cannot be understated how amazing that is.
I apologize for my voice already, but I don't have a voice already. Screaming at the top of my lungs.
Yeah, you have friends over. That's what happens.
I'm going to sound like a raspy boy.
Well, I'm excited. I get super nervous for these every single year. What do you have any special name for your draft team?
My team name is Stinky Link.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Very, very, very classic.
It is an ode to the rhyming of my name, as well as the historic nature of my BMs, if you will. BMs also just my flatulence. So it checks out also just to kind of my nature. I'm just kind of a silly boy. So it's a silly name. What about you?
I had a few names, and I love going through different names and trying to find ones that are borderline offensive but still manageable. But as per my job now, and as you've heard some of the stories that I've told about them, I decided to go on theme of work, and my name, as per a SpongeBob reference, is Mr. Dr. Professor Wiener Watcher.
Wow, really?
Because that's what I do at my job sometimes. So I've gotta stay along
Mr.
those lines.
Dr. Professor Wiener Watcher.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
What?
Dude, in SpongeBob,
that is
he says,
so funny.
He says, your name is Mr. Dr. Professor Patrick to you. That's what he says. But in this instance, I have to just change that up a little bit.
I like Ben's team. I'm looking at the other team names now. I like Ben's team name. Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Whopper, 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 Whopper. Really one of the worst commercials ever made, so.
M.I. Steele's Keeper by Max Jensen.
Oh, is that his name?
Former friend of the pod.
Yeah, former friend? Yikes.
That was for you, Max. I'm gonna make fun of your picks all round or all night.
It's not too difficult to do that, so
I like that your
to be fair.
abbreviation is Jeef. My name is Jeef.
Jeef, Chief Jeef.
That's good.
Why isn't it letting me join the draft?
Our draft is in like 17 minutes, so
Oh yeah, it's 15. I forgot.
that's
I'm so
right.
sorry, everybody.
Oh, it's all good.
That's actually my bad.
It's all good. I have a Q-tip for you today.
Okay.
And then one thing that I realized we didn't do was our division winners, picking our division winners, and then picking our
Okay.
wild card teams and picking our super chip and winner. So,
Okay.
although mine's not going to be that hard to guess. But first, your Q-tip today is what team in the NBA or the NFL, so we can take either or, would get the most better if they cloned one of their players on their team.
Which
So
team would get
for example,
or gain the most?
the Denver Nuggets, if they cloned Nikola Jokic, so you had two Nikola Jokic's starting on your team,
Yeah.
would that make them the best, the new best team? Like, what team in the NBA or the NFL would get the best if you cloned their best player?
I mean, it seems straightforward because you would think that the most valuable players, having two of them on their team, especially if you're guarding two of the MVPs for whatever reason, they obviously, most of the most valuable players have been offensive nightmares to try to guard, most of them. So that's going to be, no matter what, that's going to be really difficult for a team to try to guard up. But I mean, that is
Whoa.
in my mind.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wow.
Jokic, obviously, just I don't know how no one can really guard him very well by himself, even with their best player. But if you imagine two of him with the ball, like the passing and his shot selections, like he can hit, I don't know what you really do against two on the same team, regardless of, excuse me, anything else.
So I brought up Jokic specifically because I was thinking about it, and his defense, you would have 2 7-foot slow guys that don't protect the rim camping out in the paint. Like, he would be a defensive liability if there were two Jokic's. You
I don't
couldn't
know.
run a
His
pick and
defense
roll
isn't
game with two
terrible.
Jokic's. It's not
I would
good.
take Jokic over Gobert most of the time anyway. As weird as
100%.
that is.
But like,
So
right, I'm thinking of like, what would vault a team into another stratosphere if they clone their player, right?
I mean, Steph
So like,
Curry is the other
you
one who
had,
I think of.
sure. Or if you had two
Especially in his
Wembys.
prime. Yeah, and Wemby, I can see that, but
Dude.
also the decision making isn't there yet. So I Wemby makes some questionable decisions, and two of people making questionable decisions all the time, that could lead to some poor play. I mean,
I don't
obviously
know, man.
that's he can shoot, and that would be crazy because he's all around. But like, if I'm thinking, especially guard play, two guys who can dribble who are insane 3-point threats all the time.
Yeah.
Your best guards have to play them, and they're quick. They're great free throw shooters. I don't know. And Steph in his prime, I don't know how you go against that.
So
But Jokic right now, currently.
I was thinking Wemby would be my first choice after like kind of work. Was Ant Edwards. Ant Edwards would be he's such a monster offensively and defensively. So like, it would
Yeah.
just take a team that made it to the Western Conference Finals, right?
Yeah, they were in the Western Conference Finals, yeah.
Yeah, and it would vault them up another tier. I mean, you could take another Klay Thompson in his prime. Like, imagine the
Yeah, I just
Warriors
don't
with
think
two
all
Klay
around,
Thompsons
though.
defensively. Like, I guess I was looking at more from the defensive side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if an all-around player is obviously going to be better, but at some point, if the offensive ability is greater than it is to have an all-around good offensive and defensive player, I think the offense would just exponentially be better if you have two versions of them, because then
Yeah.
they can both play the best because they don't have two of those same people guarding them. They're going to have one of them will have a weaker defender on them for most teams.
Sure.
I do like that question though, because it's different depending on the team and
Yeah.
what you're going
Because, like,
for.
I
You
don't
could
think
say
two
like,
Jokic's, like, yeah, no, it would obviously make them better, but I think there's other teams that would be, that would have a higher ceiling of getting better with a clone player on their team.
yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like Jimmy Butler 5 years ago.
Jimmy
You know what I mean?
buckets, yeah.
Like, two Jimmy buckets.
Book, get booked.
I get buckets. So I want to flip it then. NFL. Who, like, because you can't clone
That's
a
who I thought of
quarterback.
originally. That's who I was thinking of originally was NFL.
Yeah, because, like, you're, my first thought goes to Mahomes, obviously, best player in the NFL. But then it's
Yeah.
like, it wouldn't help you.
I mean, if you think of two Tyreeks, that's
That's
really
so,
crazy.
that's absolutely true.
Or also, if you have two Aaron Donalds,
I was thinking if you had two TJ Watts
two TJ Watts on the same team putting pressure,
on both
that's
ends, just
crazy.
the
That's crazy.
quarterbacks would literally have yellow pants by the end of the game. You know what I mean?
Two Myles Garretts, I mean, smashing skulls with helmets,
Or
that's
two Micah
terrifying.
Parsons, one to actually rush the passer and one to actually play linebacker.
Yeah, the only way I'd do
That
quarterback
would
is
be
like two
baller.
Deshaun Watsons to like go to massage
Do you
parlors.
remember
That would
how many team names had, like,
They still do it. People still do it.
yeah, their fantasy team names?
Yeah, it'll never get old. That one and Hernandez, like hanging with Hernandez.
Oh,
Those ones
that.
are so bad. I saw one that I almost did, but I didn't. Was like Jackson Smith Njigba, but it was Njigba in Paris. Njigma's in Paris.
Okay.
Pretty good. Or OMG, it's JSN Born, Jackson Smith
Nice.
Njigba. I was like, these
I
are some
actually
good
like
ones,
that one.
but I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to do
Jason
something
Bourne is
personal.
pretty good.
Jason, and someone in our league is Joe J Simpson, because her name's Josie. Joe J Simpson's pretty good. Pretty solid.
What I
Someone was
heard,
Travis
and
Kelce's baby daddy.
shout out to the league. But from what I heard, there was a potential, like, collusion issue last year.
There was some drifting of comments here and there, so we'll leave it at that. But it's definitely a heightened sense of nervousness around this year on what's going to happen. So we'll just keep it at that.
Okay.
We'll see.
Looks like I can join the draft
Yeah,
live. It's not
you
actually
could.
starting yet. We got 10 minutes, but.
You can be in the
Yeah, I'm drafting
draft
third.
room. That's a good
Very,
spot.
very interested to see how it's going to be because just talking through, like, a little bit of draft strategy, like, we're playing in a full point per reception league.
Reception.
So wide receivers have more value, but also running backs that catch the ball have even more value. But there's only eight teams in this league, so every team is going to be stacked.
I mean, more stacked than normal because last year we had 10, and yeah, but like an
Correct.
8 for sure. Like, there's gonna be some really
So
high
it actually
ceilings with some of
changes
these
my
players.
strategy a ton compared to what I was initially going to do. And
Yeah,
it's
and so.
because of the players that I have ranked higher on my board or value higher that I have, like, more trust in. Because I look at ceiling and floor. I want a high ceiling and I want a high floor player, right?
Yeah.
Such as a Ja'Marr Chase, right? Ja'Marr Chase has a very high ceiling, but he also has a very high floor. Like, a bad week for Ja'Marr Chase is going to be 12 points. You know what I mean? Especially in a full
A
PPR.
bad, yeah. And I see, like, I'm worried about like Justin Jefferson. Depends on where
Yeah.
he goes because of the quarterback situation with Darnold. I'm like, Justin Jefferson, and he's going to be his number one. And look who we have here returning.
My thoughts exactly, Jeff. Thank you for sharing that.
You're
Really.
so good at just like saying exactly what I'm thinking all the time.
I was gonna say just about you.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's really mature to say exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly what I'm saying.
I'm an
The
idiot.
Grinch. The Grinch. Beautiful. Or like, no, warm.
No warm.
Warm.
Now his wife says that all the time.
Really?
All the time because you said that. So
I think that's an all-year quotable movie for us.
is.
It's to the
Constantly.
point where we don't even watch it at Christmas anymore because we say it so much during the year that, like, we get annoyed by it. You know what I mean? Because we can't even
I
watch the movie without
constantly,
quoting it the whole time.
when I get tr in trouble, I'll go, "God, cuff me, blind me with pepper spray." Oh, and we have another guest.
And we got the magic. Okay. Go.
We're Junie, just say hi getting to the prepped. Pod. We've got 7 minutes left. We've got Junie.
All right, going out.
Saying hi. We have the whole gang over there. Real Penny's quick.
Growling with a bone in her mouth. Pause.
Okay. Before we do the draft, tell real quick, since this is a left-hand backhand podcast, how was your tournament?
Ooh, tournament was good, but also like kind of melancholy at the same time. So this was the Colorado State Disc Golf Championships. I played in the amateur advanced division, and your boy finished second place.
Second place, round of applause. That is a great finish.
That's 100% a great finish. However, I shot 13 under par across the three rounds, and one of these was at a course that I had only played once before, and it's a very difficult course. And I played pretty good at it. My goal was -3 the first round, and I shot -5, so I was happy. And then my goal the second round was -5, and I shot -3. So like, all in all, like I was happy enough with it. But I got second place and first place, shot -31 under par over the three rounds. So like, it was hard to actually feel good about getting second place when first place was 18 shots better than me. So literally more than double my score better than me. Like almost.
It just makes me angry thinking about it. Cause I'm like, that just doesn't seem like, I would be so upset knowing that I should have been first place and a dude who's honestly like legitimately better should not be playing in the same tournament as I am. So
thank you for your text to the group chat.
I know, I couldn't help it. She just had twins, so
crap. I'm the other man. She probably did crap herself if she just had twins.
She probably did.
Shout out to all the mothers out there.
Hey,
shout out to my mother. I was 10'4", man. I was a big baby.
10 pounds, 4 ounces?
10'4", good, buddy.
Honestly, you're still a big baby, so that's nothing's changed, really.
Oh, I walked right into that one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so tournament was good. I got another one on next Tuesday that I'm excited about.
Ooh, fun.
And then I'm
on a roll right now.
The rest of the year is all so.
Yeah, I know.
Muy September.
I had
Happy
it pulled
September,
up.
By the way.
Happy September. Looks like you the amount of points you got. So it's crazy when you played in the High Plains Challenge.
Uh-huh.
You were those A tier, and you got for 19th place. You got 450 points towards your whatever.
I don't know what those points are for.
Yeah, I don't know what they're for either, whatever their ranking is, but this tournament gave you the most you've ever gotten, taking second place in the Colorado State Disc Golf Championships presented by Trash Pando. You got 510 points, A tier. That's impressive.
Shout out to Trash Panda.
Look at that, Trash Panda. That's a lot of points.
Jesse is a former guest on this pod.
But your average tournaments, this is what you've got registered. You have a second place finish, a third place, a second place, a first place, a first place,
Whoa.
A 19th,
yeah.
A 7th, and a 2nd. That's really, that averages out really well.
Is that this year?
Yeah, it's 2024.
What was my 7th place at?
Your 7th place was the Freedom Flaps Pro Day. Yeah.
Yeah, I pooped my pants on that one.
But back-to-back first place finishes with the Beaver Ranch Flex and the Fly Green Series. Nice. Yeah. Total points this year is 1,510 in 8 tournaments.
Don't know what the points represent, but that's cool.
Yeah, 2023, though, you played 7 tournaments, 1,400 points. You took 5th, 1st, 111th, 2nd, 1st, 10th, and 9th. But that one was at the PDGA United States Amateur Championship. So
that was
that's
the U.S. Amateurs, yeah.
Yeah, that tier was an M tier of difficulty. That's really
tough.
That
means it's a major.
Yeah, real, real big time.
Yep. Yeah, I feel like I've actually gotten better since then, which is good.
Yeah. So, all around.
If I sent you a picture.
Be careful.
I texted you a picture that this popped up in my Facebook feed, and it said memories from 12 years ago today. You see the picture I just texted you?
No, let me look. Oh my goodness. You guys almost look a little twinny, and Brandon looks so much like Evan and Camden mixed. It's crazy.
Camden looked just like Brandon.
Just
it's
like
crazy.
That. Yeah.
That's my
your
nephew
little
Adam,
faux-hawk.
Who is now almost 13. Or I guess he's like, yeah, he'll be 13 in November.
That's crazy.
So I was babysitting my nephew, and Brandon and I took this picture. And for some reason, like, Adam looked like he was just like posing with us. And it was just, yeah, come on in, Junie. And it was just funny. So that popped up on my feed, and I was like, dude, that's just young boys. I got the faux hawk. No, thank you. Because I'm recording a podcast with Jeff. Yeah, you can have that dog.
And look who's trying to call me.
Ooh, answer
got
it.
Max. Should I get on?
Uh-huh.
Max.
Dog?
Lincoln and I are live on the podcast, live streaming our draft.
What? Am I allowed to be talking?
Yep.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, we planned it this way. Lincoln actually prefaced the podcast with saying we were probably going to get some calls, so.
Wow. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We marveled at your name of your your team name.
Was backstory given to the fans?
Not really. No. Would you like to give the backstory to the name?
Whoa.
Draft
just started. CMC off
started.
The board.
Oh,
CD Lamb.
CD Lamb gone instantly. This is quick.
Ooh. Do I do it, Jeff? Do I do it?
Do you do it?
Yep. So
do
here's my thought
do.
Process.
Okay.
I kind of want to take one of the stud Bijan Breece running backs, but Tyreek's available to me at three.
Tyreek at three.
If Tyreek went at two, I was going to take Bijan, but I'm going to take Tyreek just like I did in my other league.
Look at that. Tyreek. Max, what pick are you?
Four.
Oh, you're up. What are you going to do?
It's a good question.
Oh, we only have 1 minute each. All right.
Which is good.
Nice. That's good. It'll be quick.
I think I'm going receiver.
You want to go receiver?
I think I'm going elite receiver.
Are you going
Jefferson or Chase?
Amon Ra. He went Amon Ra.
Wow.
That's big time, man. I can't believe these are the two left. That Bijan and Breece are both still up. That's actually psychotic. I can't believe that.
What can't you believe?
That Bijan and Breece were both available. Oh my goodness.
Full point PPR, Jeff. That's what this does.
Is that your cue, buddy boy?
I'm just so shocked that.
Are you going to get someone that you didn't think you were going to get?
I'm just shocked that Bijan and Breece fell.
Dude, Jeff,
to this
I'm
point.
Loving the way this is turning out for you.
Yeah,
you got Bijan, Breece, and Justin Jefferson available to you.
Justin Jefferson,
great.
this is crazy. And you know what? As much, I really do.
Thank you, Jefferson. I know you are.
I trust Breece. I saw him last year, even with a bad O-line. So with a decent O-line, I like it. But also Bijan.
And with Aaron Rodgers.
With Algier and with Aaron Rodgers. But I just feel like Bijan deserves to go. To fall that far.
Dude, way to go, Jeff. Great
to
pick.
Fall that far, there's just, it can't.
You better draft out Algier.
Yeah, I can try to snag him later, but
yeah, I'm saying you better get him like the eighth round kind of thing.
We'll see. If he gets hurt right at the beginning,
there's Breece.
There goes Breece.
And
great
Whopper,
spot
Whopper,
to fall.
Whopper is next.
Whopper, he's gonna take Jefferson. He's gotta take it. He's gonna
he's
do
gonna
it.
He's gonna take probably Jefferson and Taylor
or Saquon.
Jonathan Taylor or Saquads.
Unless he goes double wide receiver and goes AJ Brown.
Double whammy. Wow. I got Tyreek on both my teams.
You got Tyreek, man. He didn't get picked. I mean, the third pick, Tyreek's, that's a normal spot, I think, for him to go. 3 or 2.
It is, but if he was going at number 2, I would have probably taken Bijan at 3.
Oh, and there's Justin. And what do you think he's going to do?
Get us, and then I go think another RB. I would go Saquon personally, but I don't know if he's going to go Jay Taylor.
With Philly, I don't know if I trust Philly. I just don't trust them. And with Jonathan Taylor, with Anthony Richardson, he's going to be running out of his mind.
If Anthony Richardson can stay healthy.
Yeah. That's what I'm unsure about, you know. I know A.J. Brown's going to get the targets.
Yep.
Oh, I'm Max. We lost him. He hung up.
I don't
and he
know
took Jonathan
I...
Taylor. There it is.
I don't know if I love ESPN's rankings, but that might work out to my favor.
Yeah.
What quarterbacks do you like this year, fantasy wise?
It's pretty deep this year, deeper than
I
most
think so
years
too. I think
there's
so too.
A lot of I mean, Kyler Murray's gonna be back into it. I mean, people are gonna be surprised by him. I think
Kyler Murray went in like the second to last round of my draft,
and there goes Saquon. So what do I go with now? I want to go wide receiver, but
are you up?
I've got, yeah, I'm up. Do I go AJ Brown? I got Nacua, Garrett Wilson. I do like Garrett Wilson.
You love Garrett Wilson. If I were you, that's where I would go, just because.
Yeah, but I just don't know if I love AJ Brown, but I feel like Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, that's the connection.
I also think
I trust it.
You have Jahmyr Gibbs on the board too.
I do, but
and you can
I already
get
have running
other,
back. I don't want to go heavy.
Other
I need
tier
to go
two one. Receivers later, but to get another tier one running back is
Garrett Wilson's going to be the wide receiver one for a while. Aaron Rodgers is going to target him everywhere.
If I were your co-manager, I would go Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I like it. And I liked it earlier in fantasy. I liked it
a
lot.
You said he's going to be wide receiver one.
I trust it. I trust it. I saw what he did with Zach Wilson, who was not very good.
Dude,
with that team.
His,
they have
his
improved
contested
O-line.
Catch rate was insane, and his catchable target rate was ridiculously low.
Yeah.
It was like 25%.
And I want to feel really good about 25%
of the targets thrown his way were catchable passes.
And he still was hauling in. He was, you know, he was
still
the number 1
yards.
Yeah. Easy.
It's crazy.
So,
dude.
I think he's going to get a lot of catches and a lot of targets, regardless of how many yards. Aaron Rodgers is going to dink and dunk. He's going to look for the splash play. I like AJ Brown.
Oh.
And he picked
Puka went next. Isaiah Pacheco by Max.
Wow.
I like the pick. I like the pick a lot.
I know you were targeting him earlier.
I wasn't target where I'm drafting. If you would have dropped me, I would have taken him, but I was not. Jeff left the draft. Jeff joined the draft. Jeff
I'm
left
just,
the draft.
Max is just he called again. Hey, Max.
Hey, I got disconnected.
Okay. yeah, I just saw your pick, Isaiah Pacheco.
Dude, where do I go? AJ Brown's still on the board, brother. And Jahmyr Gibbs. If Jahmyr Gibbs is there,
Gibbs,
I'm taking him.
And St. Brown.
Yeah, Lincoln's looking at like Jahmyr Gibbs. If Jahmyr Gibbs is still available. I mean, this is a tough pick for Lincoln. What are you going to do? Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah, any others? Man, Lincoln going with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Dude,
big
I didn't
pick.
Realize it was actually my pick. I thought it was somebody else's pick before me.
Jahmyr Gibbs falling all the way to
I thought
to
Max
Lincoln.
Was the fifth pick, not the fourth pick.
That's nice.
You reached a little bit for Isaiah, though, Max. You must love him.
No, that's right where he's going.
Well, he's going to be the number one guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be the number one running back on a top 5 offense in the NFL.
Who's
that's a great
next
pick.
Guy up points wise behind St. Brown, so
that's true.
St. Brown, sorry.
Gibbs. So good.
Might as well.
Very well, could. It's a lot of projections. Man, with an eight picks or eight.
This should go by
semi-quickly. This is going to go quick, and it's going to be loaded teams.
Yeah, every team's going to be stacked like Utah.
Chris Mullins. Olave. You know all right. You wanted him. I know you did.
Did you say what I said? I said every team's going to be stacked just like Utah moms.
Lincoln said every team's going to be stacked like Utah moms.
No.
Like Zach Wilson's mom. Oh, ETN. All right. All right. Someone likes
Steve. Am I on the clock?
You're on the clock.
Whoa.
Where do you go here? Where do you go here? This is wide receiver heavy.
This is very wide. Like,
I know who I'd pick in this group. I know who I'd pick.
Who's that?
I'd go Harrison.
That's where my I'm leaning. I got Harrison on my board here. Based on where everybody else is at, I don't love anybody else here. Michael Pittman, I think, is a good pick, but not here. Like maybe end of the third. I'm gonna take a swing on Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison, hey, congratulations.
I got Jahmyr Gibbs as my number one running back, so I'm happy with that. He's a pass catching running back. And
Max,
Marvin
what
Harrison,
are you thinking?
If he doesn't get all the yards and touchdowns, he'll still get the catches and targets.
Kelsey
King,
Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Max went Mike Evans. Elvis Kelsey. Kelsey picking the Kelsey.
Kelsey.
Early pick. She doesn't want to have to worry about tight end, and that's fair.
Dude, I have something bad to say.
Oh, Lincoln has something bad to say.
I don't think Kelsey's going to have a good year fantasy-wise.
You don't think he's going
to
get targets?
And that pains me to say.
I think
the Chiefs'
targets?
Offense is so much better this year, and they will save Kelsey for the playoffs, 100%.
Yeah, maybe not. I just don't know where I should go here because I don't trust the quarterback room. Yeah, I don't trust the quarterback room in Vegas.
I love Devontae. He's going to get mad targets regardless, especially with Gardner Minshew as the quarterback. Gardner targeted Michael Pittman like crazy last year. I love Devontae here, especially that pick. Or you could jump down to like Rashad White, who's a pass catching back, but
yeah.
That's
I like that. You know, that sounds good. I don't trust Michael Pittman. I remember him last year, and I just didn't get enough out of him.
I mean, he had a good second half of the season once. What's his name? The quarterback.
Yeah,
Gardner
I didn't
Minshew.
Want Drake London either. Yeah,
Gardner
Minshew.
I don't
he's solid.
Drake London.
I know everyone's talking about Drake London big time recently, and they're like, "Oh, it's breakout year." I'll believe it when I see it. I'm okay if I miss on that right now. I'm all right with that because I don't want to. I'll wait to get my sleeper later.
Yeah.
Don't let them trick you. It's not happening.
Oh, the sleepers. Yeah, I'm not gonna let them. For those of you watching the podcast, I'm in a difficult position. I have Lincoln in my headset that I'm talking to and communicating with. And then I have Max on a phone call.
Let me just.
Who cannot hear? Who?
I'm just going
to
send
Lincoln.
Max the link.
Can Lincoln hear me?
Lincoln can hear you because it's talking through an external mic that I have. But you can't hear Lincoln. And I can only talk. I'm talking to both of you at the same time. But Lincoln is actually going to send you a link right now if you want to join and then do it, you know, on your phone. You can be doing the draft, so.
All right, tell him I just sent him a link if he wants to join the pod.
Well, I don't know how much I can poke Sardo. I am cooking dinner as we speak.
You're cooking dinner at the same time as doing a draft. You are a risky son of a gun.
What a silly boy.
What did Kelsey say?
James Cook and Kamara at Whopper, 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 Whopper. Wow.
Super unconventional. Whopper, 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 Whopper.
I don't know what to tell you.
Jeff,
Man, Drake
you're
London's
up next,
still there.
And I love the picks available to you right now.
I mean,
you got Derrick Henry and Rashad White. I still believe in Henry this year. He's going to get 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns, guaranteed.
Yeah.
And Rashad White is a machine. You got Josh Jacobs, Malik Neighbors, DK.
Yeah, yes. But he only had 27 receptions last season, so he's not going to give me.
Who?
Derrick Henry only got 27 receptions all of last season, but with
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I want that PPR as a big deal for me.
Yeah, and Rashad White is a beast at that. So if Rashad White falls to me, I might go there.
He was RB4 in fantasy last year.
Because of the receptions. You also got Nico Collins, if you believe in CJ Stroud.
I do believe in CJ Stroud. So Nico looks promising. I know what you want.
You know what I want.
DK. Oh, Stephon Diggs. I've had Derrick Henry in seasons past, and I like him. But Rashad, oh, God, this is terrible.
Five.
Let's do it. I can't take London. I just can't. No matter, unless he falls super far, I don't believe in it.
Oh, you took Derrick Henry.
I took Derrick Henry, and
tell Max to join the pod.
I don't love it. He can't join the pod. He's cooking dinner. He's not even by a computer.
Just have him bring up his computer.
Running around like a madman.
He said just have you bring up, pull up your computer. And just have it. We're playing Overcooked in real life. You're so cooked, chat.
Max is on the clock. Where is he going?
He's not washed. He's going to have, dude, he was RB4 last season. I don't know. I just don't know.
I've been talking to the guys at practice, and I'm just kidding. I was just trying to
hurry
off my set.
Dang it. That's where I was going to go. Good job.
That's where Lincoln was going to grab him. But you did it. You stealer.
Batch. I can tell you what Lincoln can grab.
What is that? What can
he
I
said,
grab?
What is that? What can he grab?
He wants me to say it, huh? He wants the explicit tag on the podcast tonight.
He's just focused on his pick. He doesn't know what to do. Lincoln, what are you thinking? Thinking
Lincoln is going to go with somebody that he doesn't fully believe in, but we're going to go for
Neighbors.
It anyways.
Is it Neighbors? Sam Laporta. You're going tight end.
Whoa. And here's why. Okay, all teams are going to be stacked. I want an elite tight end.
Yeah, you just don't want to think about your tight end, and you think Laporta is going to give you just, like, peace of mind. Okay.
No, he's not.
Not bad. Not great, but not bad.
Let's see. DK went after me. Then Logan, then JoJo. And I know where I'm going next. But yeah, I think quarterback is, to be early on quarterback, I think is not the best strategy this year.
Yeah, it's just too deep. Too deep of a quarterback position.
Too deep of waters, you know?
Yeah.
These are uncharted waters. All right, come on, Logan.
Let's see what Logan Lucky does.
Logan took Nico, which I think is a good pick. I don't have full faith in the Texans, but
I watch some games. I love the explosiveness. They've got their running back maybe not be great, but I love the wide receiver room. And CJ Stroud's that dude's got confidence coming out of his nostrils.
Only two tight ends are off the board right now. In Kelsey and Laporta.
Oh, sorry. Didn't be racist.
All right, come on, JoJo.
JoJo Siwa, what's she gonna do?
I wish that I had Josie's girl.
You wish that I had Josie's girl.
Wait, put my audio through to your Josh Allen. All right, Jeff.
Whoa, Josie.
Jeff, guess what I'm doing?
You're going, let's see. Debo.
I'm following my other team a little bit.
You're doing Kenneth Walker?
Nope.
Or Debo? You like Debo? Oh, A-Chain. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Man, Tyreek and A-Chain combo.
That's what I have in both my leagues now. So those are the two players I'm rooting for.
Ooh, Max took Kenneth Walker.
That's where I was going to go.
He loves the Seahawks. Some Jaren Hall.
Kenneth Walker I got late in my draft. I don't know how I got him late.
One ball Hall.
We do love Justin.
We do love Justin Hall. Kelsey doesn't know where to go at this point.
Do you believe in Joe Mixon?
Do I believe in him? I believe he's a
human.
Like
this year?
I don't
do you think
believe
he's going to have a good
year? This year? with the Bengals. I don't believe in them.
I think Mixon this year is a sleeper.
He is sleeping for sure somewhere. Wow, Joe Mixon, Kelsey. Couldn't help it. Couldn't help herself. It's a terrible pick, as Kelsey Max says. Man, the fact that Debo and Ayuk are going like back to back. So many choices.
Why can't I find a woman like that?
So many good options. I just don't trust the Giants.
No. I think Neighbors will be a good player, but maybe not this year.
You know what? Going a little crazy.
I think that's a good pick. I think the offense will run through him.
I'm just scared about Debo getting injured again. I'm scared about injury with Debo.
Yeah, I would love to be Debo, but I'm pretty injury adverse on my team. Unless I will take a player late to stash him, but I won't draft him this early in the draft. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. We're in the what? Fifth round still?
Yeah, fifth round.
Which I think is where he probably should go.
Max is like, I'll take Debo. Debo, I hardly know him. Man. This is where fantasy leagues are won right here. These later rounds, but not quite the end, are where people really show their true colors. They will eat each other.
Let your true colors shine.
This is where legends are born.
Call you
Piggy. This is when there's an island full of dreams, and they will be crushed.
Ah, Cooper Kupp.
To live on. Wow, Cooper, a little reach.
Yeah.
A little Cooper
reach. Oh, dude, I was going to. Cooper was first in my queue.
That's a reach.
My QUE.
That's a reach. I've ever seen one.
Yeah, that's a reach.
Nah, dog. I like Cooper a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. You got Bijan, Derrick Henry, Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, and Ayuk. That's a solid team, man.
A lot of these teams are going to be solid.
I know, but it still makes you look good, sir. Dagnabbit, Morgan. That's where I wanted to go next.
Oh, she took Patty?
Yeah.
Patty McBride?
I mean, I wanted to take someone that I actually want to root for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, as crazy as this sounds, I just feel like I'd rather do this now, and he has not failed me. He has still not failed me, and that is a good old Mark Andrews. I like Mark Andrews. I think with Lamar and with their running game having a little boost, I think he's going to be still as much of a threat, and Lamar trusts him.
The nice thing with Mark Andrews, too, is that you can take what's his name?
I can take Isaiah Likely.
You can take Likely.
Later. I can pick him up later. Yeah.
Just like a guaranteed fill-in role player.
Yeah. And he produced when he was in that role, when he popped in. Max, what does he do? Kelsey likes Zay Flowers with Baltimore, another Baltimore pick. But you know what? I have a feeling. I'm going to guess where Max is going. I knew it.
Devonta.
I knew he was going Devonta Smith.
Oh, man. I mean,
he's so good.
He is. I just think so they're
Jalen Waddle's on
too.
The board, but I already have Tyreek, and I have Devon Achane. Do I just go full Miami team?
No, do not go full Miami unless you plan to pick Tua up later.
I'm going to go for a little bit of rushing upside here.
Some rushing upside.
We're going to go with Lamar.
Lincoln picking Lamar. Look at all these Baltimore. LaVarvis, Lamar, Lamarless, and LaCamar.
Whoa.
That was some Lamar. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry, Max. He's sick of my racisms, apparently. Look at Rashee Rice still there, still hanging out.
There goes Josie Malik Nabers. Malik. All right, Logan, hurry up.
Hey, do you trust the Chicago wide receiving core?
No.
With Caleb Williams. You don't trust with Caleb Williams? You think they're...
I think they're one of them will be good. I don't know who it'll be, though.
You don't think Odunze or...
Okay, there's... I think Odunze is great. I also think DJ Moore is great. I don't believe in Keenan Allen. I think they'll move him to tight end. But
yeah, I don't think Keenan Allen's going to do a whole lot after injury. His regression is going to be rough. CJ Stroud, another QB. These QBs are going too early.
What do you think of Tank Dell?
I love Tank Dell. I just think he's a go big kind of receiver because Nico is kind of his more average target because he's a bigger dude. But Tank Dell, before he got injured, was firecracker. Part of my language.
Don't say cracker.
Firecracker, I hardly know her.
Unless you're talking about peanut butter crackers.
I would know a lot about firecrackers. What did you say, Lincoln?
I said unless you're talking about peanut butter crackers.
Oh, he said unless you're talking about peanut butter crackers, which Lincoln is trying to get me to say something inappropriate about peanut
butter
crackers.
No, I'm not. I'm just bringing it up.
Josie is going to go with Calvin Ridley. That's what I think. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? That's what I think she's going to do. What do you guys think?
I think Waddle. The question is, where do I go from here?
Where does Lincoln go? Like, what do you need, Lincoln?
I've got two running backs and two wide receivers and a tight end and a quarterback. I can go anywhere.
You want James Conner?
Conner.
What?
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm going to do, Jeff?
What? What is Lincoln going to do?
I don't know if this will be a... I feel like DJ Moore is the right pick here, but I don't think he'll last.
You don't
last.
Trust DJ Moore, and you don't want Waddle?
So I don't think Calvin he'll Ridley? Last until I get back. And I do have Rashee queued on my team, but I'm going to go with...
You're going to go with T. Higgins? I don't
contract
trust...
years undefeated, man.
T. Higgins. So, Max, have you been waiting for this?
Jeff, listen to this. I got T. Higgins, Tyreek, and Devon Achane on both my leagues.
Wow.
That's going to still win me the league.
Both leagues. Oh. Really? Joe Burrow? Or no?
Wait. Joey B.
What did you pick, Max?
Dalton Kincaid?
No.
Over Trey McBride, really?
Oh. My thing is looking weird.
Pause. Jeff, why aren't you doing the draft on your computer?
I like it on my phone more. I can switch back and forth quickly.
I just have it up on my second monitor.
I did say my thing's looking weird. My bad. I know.
Why is your apologies?
I did apologize.
Man, I really don't know how people draft in this league. So, like, strategy is a little bit harder to understand. Whereas, like, my other league, like, I know everybody's going to take running back super duper early.
Yeah. Oh, this is so tough.
So, Kelsey has Joe Burrow and Travis Kelsey.
You know what? Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Let's go for some Rashee. You know what? I don't think he's going to get...
No, he's not getting suspended this year.
I don't think he's getting suspended, so...
He was officially not put on the commissioner's exempt list.
Yeah.
So he's safe.
Did you hear that? I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Nice. Maybe I heard it, but I wasn't paying attention.
Well, it's okay.
Max, what is your predicted record for this year? What do you think what do you think your
record is? Put my audio through your speakers, not through your headphone. That way Max can hear what I'm saying.
Do you think it'll work for this, Lincoln?
What?
No. I don't feel it'll mess with this. About this team as I do my other two teams already. But
Calvin Ridley. Whopper, whopper. DJ Moore. I think that's fine. I think that's a good pick. Taking DJ right, Moore next. This late in a flex spot.
Lincoln, how does this sound with my audio?
Fine.
Does it mess up with you and you speak?
No.
Okay.
Does it ring out like
what is else? That beeping noise?
Oh.
What on earth?
That's my headphones.
Huh.
I just had to turn them off.
They're low on battery or something?
No, it's when the mic gets too close to the speaker, it like reverbs it goes, itself.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. Can you hear it now? Or is it fine?
No, it almost sounds like it's like telling you that your pick is next.
Oh, well.
Which you are next. So where are you thinking, Jeff? You're like,
ooh.
What about Tank Dell here for you?
That's some strong wide. That's heavy wide receiver for me, if that's the case.
Yeah, but what other running backs do you like at this point?
I mean, I don't like Stevenson. DeAndre Swift with Chicago. I just don't trust their line. Aaron Jones, I don't love. Javonte Williams, I think, is good. I don't want to reach for him here. So, because I think he's going to have a breakout year. I think they're going to utilize him more.
You think who's going to have a great year?
Williams. Javonte Williams from Denver.
Oh, interesting. I think you can wait to get him, though.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think I can wait.
What about Waddle? I like Godwin a lot, but do you like Tank Dell?
Yeah, I'm going to go Waddle. At this point, if anything happens to Tyreek, he already gets so many targets. Waddle already gets a lot.
Did you hear that beep?
I did hear that beep that time. What was that?
I don't know.
My audio's all the way down.
It might tell us that we're like in the hole or something.
Maybe.
David Montgomery, dadgummit, Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey.
What?
Lincoln's unhappy with you.
You reach on David Montgomery? That's stupid.
Kelsey knows. Lincoln's upset.
That was my next pick.
I'm upset.
Man.
Upset.
Louder!
All right.
Kelsey said he seemed the cutest.
Aw.
He is not.
Kelsey goes for the looks. That's why she picked Kelsey that early.
Well, I'm going to take this pick and hope that my next pick makes it around for me. I'm going to go Tank Dell.
Tank Dell. All right. So I didn't take it. That's good. Yeah, I think the wide receivers are going to do well for Houston. So that's not a bad pick. I mean, Nico and then Tank, you know.
We'll see.
Stephon Diggs went earlier.
I felt like Tank wouldn't fall to me, whereas I'm hoping this other player will. So.
Yeah.
Max left the draft. Max joined the draft.
Looking at something. He's looking at some options.
I've actually just been staring at the draft this whole time, so I don't know what you guys are saying.
Jeff, who do you think is going to win the NFC East? Commanders, Eagles, Giants, Cowboys. Do you think it's Cowboys or Eagles?
Commanders.
Max,
you are big on the Mandies, so.
I don't know. I think Eagles will do it again.
I do too.
I think they're too consistent. Zamir White for Josie.
It's not a bad pick. He's going to get targets, but I don't trust.
He's always good.
I don't trust it as much.
You want to eat?
Wait, so Josie is Ben's wife?
Yeah.
And Kelsey is Jeff's wife, and Emily is Max's wife.
Yeah, that's why they're, you know, on the call with me, just so they can share my picks with everybody. With Kelsey, you know.
George Pickens.
George Cotton Pickens. I mean, what?
What the mother frick? That was my next pick.
DeAndre Swift.
I think that beeping noise tells me that I'm in the hole.
That's probably what it is for you. Then I'm not getting it on my side.
Man, I don't love these picks available to me right now. I mean, Amari Cooper and Chris Godwin are both high floor players.
Who's going to be throwing to him in Cleveland, though, for Amari? That's what I don't trust.
Kyle Pitts. Wow.
Okay. The massage parlor king. No, I don't trust him. Chris Godwin? Okay.
I've always been a Chris Godwin guy.
Kelsey said, are you kidding me?
Kelsey thought he was very cute.
He is cute. Chris Godwin's a looker.
He's very cute. He's very demure. Very
dude,
mindful.
Jackson Smith and Jigba and CJ Stroud look like they're like cousins or brothers.
They kind of do.
Jackson Smith.
Njigma's in Paris.
No, don't say Njigma. It's in Jigba. Jackson Smith.
I like saying Njigma.
Njigba.
It's more fun. Max, where are you going? What are you thinking?
I think you already know.
I think you want to go Dak.
You know what I want.
If you're smart.
Dakota Prescott.
Dakota McLaurin.
Not bad.
Oh.
He's okay. Gonna get hyper targeted by
Gary.
What's his butthole?
He's coming to town. He's got a list.
He's what?
Huh?
He's what to town?
You know.
He's
coming. Wait.
This is tough. This is tough.
There are gonna be so many good players not drafted.
I know.
Don't draft anyone from Cleveland. Make that your life motto.
What about Travis Kelce? He's from Cleveland. From Cleveland Heights.
So tough. But you know what? I like this spot here. I don't feel like it's that much of a reach.
What do you think about Aaron Jones?
Aaron Jones? No, I don't like Aaron Jones. For what he's at.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones will be in the Vikings, and it's going to be like.
You drafted Waddle to your bench, dude.
I know. That's pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. Literally crazy.
That's actually crazy.
Whopper, 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 whopper.
That's enough.
I just trust Javonte Williams too much in this offense. The way things are going now, I watched how their line is solid. I like with Bo Nix. If he does well, then Javonte is going to be through the roof, man. He's going to be a workload back. So I think that's one of those that could catapult me up to the upper echelon.
We love catapults.
Love catapults. Max loves catapults.
I mean, who doesn't love a nice siege weapon at the end of the day?
No. Well, I was supposed to go see the Broncos Steelers game, but I don't know if that's happening anymore.
Oh. I might go to the Texans Bears game week 2, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that should be sick.
What do you have to say about it?
I could say a lot of things.
Like?
Well, I could say the F word.
Whoa.
I'd love to hear it.
Not on air.
Not on air? Okay. We'll wait.
I think the hardest part of this league is going to be choosing who to start every week.
Yeah, because you're going to have it's
gonna
like boom
so
or bust.
Many points on the bench, dude.
Are we doing two quarterbacks or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Every week, someone is going to be kicking themselves with like 200 points on their bench.
We have two flex spots, so that's always good.
Yeah, still.
Deontay Johnson.
Glad someone took him.
Yeah. I don't trust Deontay at all. So
I'm all out on that pick. Christian Kirk in the 10th round. That's actually a great pick.
I just figured I'd rather not think about this. As much as I don't like the Cowboys, Dax is just going to be.
It's fine.
I just, you know, It is what it is. I don't want
to. You can also take a high upside quarterback.
Yeah, I could have taken Kyler. Could have taken a few, but
no, I'm saying like you can wait later and get Kyler or get your offensive rookie of the year pick.
Yeah,
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see where he's available at, but there's just so many good options available. So
Kelsey, and then Steele, and then me.
Right. That's fun. 653. Are you gonna make it, Lincoln, before you gotta leave?
Kelsey
took Brian Robinson. You are stealing everything Lincoln wants.
No, Kelsey took Mostert.
Oh, Mostert. It didn't show up on my side. I'm like delayed.
Brian Robinson.
Oh,
sleeper if I've ever seen.
Kelsey. Robinson. I don't like Kelsey anymore.
Kelsey.
Dude, I'm pissed.
Man. Kelsey is just, she's fleecing you, man. Jerome Ford. All right. You had that in your other one you wanted, so.
I'm pissed, dude. I'm like legitimately upset now. Kelsey has stolen 3 picks from me.
You've taken everything from me.
Kelsey's like, I don't even know who you are. And she doesn't.
She's about to.
All right, Ramondre. Okay.
Jeff Spengler left the draft.
I was having issues loading my who was up and who was picking what, so I had to.
Yeah, me too.
Rejoin.
Keenan Allen.
Ugh.
Five more bench spots, dude.
Wow.
We've got so many spots to fill up.
It's a lot of bench spots. It's really, this is the point where you're like, all right, who's going to give you that X one on those bye weeks?
All right, Josie, don't do it to me, please.
Pause.
Can you do something for me?
21. Can you do something for me?
He was really cute when he made that.
He was very cutesy. Very demure, very mindful.
Austin Eckler.
He was mindful, brother.
By low, I don't know what to think about Austin Eckler this year, man.
Me neither. I don't know anything about what he's going to do in this offense.
But he went to like Western Colorado State or something like that. Crazy.
He talks like he's a Utah dude for some reason. When he talks on his podcast, I feel like he's from like Northern Utah.
You listen to his podcast?
I've seen some stuff from it and I'm just like, I don't know. Your look doesn't match your voice. At all.
Now he sounds very white.
One podcast. I'm a cheater.
Oh, you're not a cheater. Okay.
Joe Rogan.
Rogan.
I took Chubb comma Nick. I took Nick's Chubb.
Oh. Whoa. You're going to let him sit for 8 weeks?
Put him on my IR, baby. That's why you got the IR spot.
True.
I'm still very upset about that Mostert pick.
My pick. Jalen Warren. I don't want him. I just don't trust the Pittsburgh. I
forgot it even happened. He's sitting on the bench. The whole season.
The whole season?
He will not see the field.
Only when he tries to play.
Said she'll play him when she plays Lincoln.
Okay.
Fair.
There's so many good ones here, but I think I'm gonna. Well, this beeping is all of a sudden started now. I think he has some really good upside. I'm picking him for his upside more than his floor. Najee Spears.
He could
break out.
If Pollard goes down, he becomes the bell cow. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that gives me some high end.
Roma Dunze is still on the board. So is Jordan Addison. And Jalen Christian Watson. Also, I'm wearing jorts today.
Jorts? I was wearing jorts yesterday. Let me see.
You were jorting it?
He was jorting. Hey, those are nice. Some ripped jorts.
And by it, I mean.
By it, you mean.
Very interesting league. A league of their own.
A league of. Hey, there's no crying in baseball.
Oh, speaking of. Remember how I do like the cross them out until you get to number one?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a sports one today. And can you guess what was number one? I've never seen it personally.
Remember the Titans.
That was number two.
Is it Hoosiers?
No.
Is it a football movie?
Ask a bunch of boomers or they ask real people?
It is Rocky.
Rocky? That's bull.
Number one.
That's not number one. I don't know who's saying this.
Not I, said the horse.
And I said the fly and the horse.
Well, there was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Xavier Worthy, good pick.
Hey, this is,
and what to know. Think? What to think about the frickin' Minnesota team right now is where I'm like, man, I don't know.
What's the name of the league?
Yeah, I don't know at all.
So like Jordan Addison last year, I took him. Last year and started him all year long, and he was great, but it's because he had Kirk for most of the year, or at least half. Especially while Justin Jefferson was down, took Kirk. Oh, you're on the clock, Jeff.
I know.
Do you want to take between Tony Pollard as your handcuff?
I'm thinking of either Cortland Sutton or Brian Thomas Jr.
I like Thomas Jr. I also like Addison, Odunze, and Pollard fine, too.
Yeah, I don't like Odunze.
Yeah, I swear, if Kelsey takes my pick right now, yeah, I like Brian Thomas.
I think he has higher ups. I'm drafting for some upside here.
Wow, Kelsey, I had that in my queue, but
Keon Allen.
Kelsey must be following the same information that I am.
Yeah, you guys are on the same website.
He's making some fantastic picks.
Well, according to you.
According to me.
Max, on the other hand, is stinking it up. Wait, what?
Well, because of you.
Well, Kelly Clarkson.
Where is Max?
Kelly Olynyk.
Max has got Richardson, Pacheco, Rashad White, Amon-Ra St. Brown's, Mike Evans, Dalton Kincaid, Kenneth Walker, Devontae Smith, McLaurin, Robinson, and Jaden Reed. And Max's team sucks.
What you will, but here comes
four. Don't pause. And there's DeAndre Hopkins. Typical DeAndre.
Best.
Under the radar.
Still a great player.
Lincoln picking Justin Tucker, so he doesn't have to think about a kicker.
I don't have to think about a kicker, and it's also in both leagues. So, like, I'm tied to the same kicker on both leagues, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
I think Jason Myers in every league I'm in. Every year.
Every year.
Okay, where do I want to go next, Jeffrey?
Where do you want to go next? Where are you going to be? Pick three there? I mean, if you need...
I don't need anything right now because I have backup running backs.
Romo Odunze.
Ooh, that's where I was going to go.
I mean, if you want Jaden McDaniels as your kind of background, he's there.
Hey, what's wrong?
If you want to pick Jaden McDaniels... That far, but I don't know. Brock Purdy. So. Oh, she's sad. That's okay.
I thought that was Lincoln.
Look, you're on the podcast.
Max said he thought that was you at first, Lincoln.
Dude, Junior, you got pizza on my shirt, man. All right, say hi, lefties.
Nope, she doesn't want to say it. She's sad.
Let's see. I'm up next.
You're
and
up
I don't
next.
Know where I want to go.
And Josie goes with Courtland Sutton. You know, I would have been fine with that pick earlier too, but
I kind of like Marquise Hollywood Brown as a stash. J.K. Dobbins. RB1 I'm gonna go J.K. Dobbins.
You're gonna go J.K.?
Yeah.
Dobbins is still around.
I think he's the RB1 in a super run heavy offense in LA. So,
where did you find this?
Where did I find this?
Yeah.
On Amazon.
Max going with the pick number 100.
Whoa, Max has got the 100th pick. That's so special.
So special for you, Max. Look at you. Woo!
Max, we're so proud of you. Jonathan Brooks is not a bad pick either. Stash him because throw him on the IR.
Browns defense.
Darn, that was my next pick.
You were going to go defense already? Okay.
Well, I mean, I've got three bench spots left, and like it's a toss up, and I wanted to have the same defense on both leagues, but I'm gonna be streaming anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. 49. All right. Two picks. All right.
Well, we're gonna start dropping.
Jeff, Tony Pollard's still there as an insurance pick to Tajay Spears.
I do like that. I like Pollard where that's at.
Because you get both guys. So, like, if one goes down, then you got a bell cow on the other side. And they're both on your bench, so you can kind of stash them and see.
Yeah, I'm going to see what happens with them and who
they're also, like, guys that you can cut if there's, like, a rookie standout from the first week or something like that, like a waiver wire pickup.
Yeah. So many options. So many good spots left.
Jeff, where did June go?
June, where are you? Junie?
Oh, man.
Are you hiding?
Went, guys.
I think she's hiding.
Poke up, ready?
I don't know where she is. Hey, there she is. June is. She just disappeared
again.
Wow. I can't believe you. And there she is. Whoa, she just keeps going somewhere else and hiding. And she's so fast. Here she is.
Love on the board.
She's so silly. There you are.
Did someone take Tua? No.
June's so silly. She's so quick.
Ooh. Jordan Mason is the handcuff of the year, by the way, because that's CMC's handcuff.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels. Okay, stop. Stop.
I'm just getting out.
She's getting out.
She said up. She's scooting.
Oh, she's just getting up. Right, Junie? All right. Man. What a spot.
No, say hi, lefties. No, say hi, lefties.
Hi.
Lefties.
Hi.
Well, this is my daughter's first live appearance on the pod, so shout out to my offspring.
Wow.
Junie, stop. Stop. Hey, stop, please. And I said, stop, please.
He did. It was him. Right, I don't know where I want to go here. Jordan Addison is still available.
Yeah, Jordan Addison still being here is ridiculous, actually.
That's crazy. I know he's going to get less, but like,
yeah,
that is ridiculous. I love that. I love him dropping to there.
Mr. Dr. Professor.
I do have a story for you guys after the podcast about that was super funny, and I can't tell it on the pod because...
You did tell me one yesterday.
Explicit. Oh, I did tell you that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
Save it for the judge. Oh, I will. Judge.
I got Jordan Love in my other league of their own.
I almost took him right now just to stash him so that no one else could have him and just have that 1-2 punch if whatever week.
There's Jordan Love. Oh, yep. Max heard me say that.
Max knew.
What a wiener.
He's my starter. He's my starting QB in my other league, so.
Same.
Well, jokes on both of you because this is the only league I'm in. So
I've got two players on my team in my other league that are available right now, and that's Marquise Hollywood Brown and Tyler Lockett, both still available. And I only have three bench spots left. Also, Algiers on the board. I could take that and handcuff Jeffrey.
Look, there's Tyler Algier down there.
I think I'll do that on my next pick. I'll have Algier be my next pick.
As your handcuff, as your guy? Yeah. No, that would be me handcuffing him.
We're going to go with Blake Corum here.
Kelsey. What's Kelsey going to do? Oh, Josie. Sorry. My pick thing is all messed up. It's telling me they're all wrong people.
No.
It says I picked Jacoby Myers, and I definitely did.
I only have one wide receiver on my bench, and I have four running backs so far on my bench, and they're all handcuffs. That's how I roll, baby.
My cue. Oh.
I kind of like Lockett here.
I'm over Lockett.
Very good.
Kelsey said she's over Lockett. Lincoln. She's so over it. Toughy.
Toughy, but a toughy. I don't know what to do here, Jeff.
I don't know either.
Probably need a wide receiver. You know what? Let's go with Hollywood.
Nice.
He'll be out a couple weeks, but that's fine. I think he'll be the number two target in Kansas City.
All right.
Jeff, I would recommend taking Tyler Algier if I were you.
I know. You're going to take him, though.
But you're up.
You're up. The continent?
No, it's your pick.
Country, idiot.
Yeah, that's very fair.
If you don't take him, I will.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're number one running back. If he goes down, you're screwed.
And everyone's
that's why when Montgomery was taken right in front of me, I was pissed. And when Mostert was taken right in front of me, I was pissed.
I might regret not taking Breece where I did with Bijan in that spot because there's no competition with Breece. There's nobody.
But also,
with Bijan, Algier
also
is...
you have Garrett Wilson, so I think you're fine.
That's true. But Breece could have a way higher upside, and he had a lot of good receptions as the back, so I just don't know if Bijan will have that many. We'll see. We'll see if I regret it or not. It just felt like a shame that he fell to the sixth spot.
Man. All right. I think I know my last two picks. You're going to see a bunch of defenses go right now.
Yeah.
I've got three in my queue. Yes. Bye.
Very difficult.
You don't need to yell at me. Hi, Meme.
Have fun tonight.
Thanks.
Cowboys.
You're welcome.
Let's take those Cowboys defense. Let's do it. I always like the Cowboys defense. And now for a kicker for me, whenever it shows up, the kicker stuff is just so bleh. Yeah,
that's why I just wanted to take Justin Tucker and be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, Max is up right now. So I'm going to, after Max picks, I'm going to talk through my final three options here.
Okay. Max, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to decide which kicker I want.
I know who you're going to pick. I'm looking at it.
You're going to take Evan McPherson. Or Cameron Dicker, the kicker.
Staring at him. Staring. Here we go.
That's it.
Oh, your favorite, Jason Myers.
Okay, so I got Jordan Mason on my queue, Taysom Hill, and then the Chiefs. I've got a defense spot and a bench spot available. I can take two. Nothing's Junie. I mean, I don't really need Jordan Mason because I have other bench handcuffs here. It's kind of pointless, and I don't know if I'll even need to take Taysom. But yeah. And like quarterbacks, like there's like Caleb Williams is still available. Tua's still available. So like I can stream a quarterback if I need to later. You know what I mean? Also, Jameson Williams is on the board.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people still available here.
All right. We'll go with the Chiefs then. And then I'll probably just stream a different defense week one and two, because they're playing the Ravens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Good luck.
Hey, Jenny, take these things to your room, please.
Yeah. Looks like it's
looks like I'm cooked.
Looks like the league is over.
The league is over.
Max, you probably want to take Zach Charbonnet, right? Since you have Kenneth Walker.
Since you have Walker.
Yeah.
Or do you?
1-2 punch.
TJ Hawkinson.
Thanks for the idea.
Not a bad pick.
That's so disrespectful. I don't know about that, but thanks for the idea. Ravens.
Well, he's not a very respectful person, so.
Ooh.
Gabe Davis on the Jaguars. Someone want
to
explain that to me?
I don't know. Lincoln, what are your picks?
My final pick, I got Jordan Mason and Taysom Hill on my board. TJ Hawkinson is still there. Zach Charbonnet. Jameson Williams. I don't know, man. What to do?
What to do?
Reddit dit 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 dit
Reddit dit 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 dit
do.
Oh boy. What a time to be alive, you know? Max.
My roster is now full and I've completed my draft.
Oh, it's all done?
I took the Steelers as my final pick.
Final pick of Max's draft.
Mentor to the legendary next up.
Gabe Davis and Kelsey. What does Kelsey need? He did not take who I wanted her to take, but you know what? Very
Beauty.
Fair. Taking some Moody. I think the San Francisco Judge Judy. And that'll do it for us for our draft.
Very
Duck.
All right. Lincoln, why don't you recap your picks?
I got Lamar Jackson, my quarterback. Jahmyr Gibbs is my RB1. Devon Achane is my RB2. Tyreek Hill at my wide receiver 1. Marvin Harrison Jr. at my wide receiver 2. Sam Laporta is my tight end. Then in the flex, I got wide receiver T. Higgins and wide receiver Tank Dell. Chiefs D and... Steelers D as well. Pause. Justin awesome. Tucker's my kicker. And then I have two wide receivers on my bench, and that's Chris Godwin and Marquise Brown. And then I have four running backs on my bench, and that's Jerome Ford, Nick Chubb, J.K. Dobbins, and Blake Corum. So,
wow. Corum. Quite the team.
Yeah.
A lot of players you like.
Yeah, I mean, with a league with five or seven bench spots, and with
two flex
and eight teams, like, you're gonna have stacked teams across the board.
Yep. Max, what about you? What's your team recap?
Leading the pack, dual threat at QB, Anthony Richardson. he's gonna get injured week two, but I'm ready for that. On the bench,
Jordan Love.
The 1-2 punch with Pacheco and White as my RBs.
Okay.
For the aerial squad, we got Mike Evans and Amon Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Great pick.
That dude can fly with his hands.
He could lead the league. And
the Lions are on fire.
He could be wide receiver one, man. He very well could be.
I think so. And I would like that, too.
Of course.
Tight end, Kincaid. Helping out the offense with some gaping holes now that...
Whoa, gaping holes.
Well, they're not mine.
Is Max still going through his picks?
Devonta Smith and Walker the Third, my boy from the Hawks.
He's still going through his picks. This man takes so long to talk.
Miles Garrett? Oh, disgusting. And then the tried and true kicker, Jason Myers.
Look at that.
His points.
What a team. Dad? All right, how do you feel about it?
I feel strong. I feel powerful.
Feel demure? All right. All right, my round, my first overall pick, took up Bijan Robinson. He went in the sixth spot, so I had to take him. RB1. RB2, got Derrick Henry.
This is taking forever.
Derrick Henry. My QB, Dallas, Dak Prescott, had to do it. Devontae Adams, picked up. Dakota Prescott, sorry.
Fans like it when they do that.
And they love it, especially in Texas. Wide receivers, I got Devontae and Garrett Wilson. Really like Garrett Wilson. Really trust him.
Love that.
Mark Andrews as my tight end. Hasn't failed me yet.
Dude, Devontae as a wide receiver too is awesome.
It's insane. It's just the quarterback position I don't trust.
And Derrick Henry as your running back too is fantastic too.
I've got Ayuk in my flex spot and Rashee Rice in my other flex. Cowboys again, defense and Moody.
You got Waddle on your bench, brother.
I've got Waddle, Addison, Tyjae Spears, Brian Thomas, Javonte Williams, all on my bench. That's ridiculous. Okay. What a league.
You got Al Gayer,
Lizan Al-Gayer.
Hard R.
Lizan Al-Gayer. That's actually a great name. What? Lizan Al-Gayer. Dude, that's actually one of the goated names, Lizan Al-Gayer. That's amazing. That's amazing.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lincoln. Well, boys, this has been a great job. This is our 25th podcast.
And that was our draft. Our draft was the draft.
Our draft was the draft.
Very good.
This is 25th reason why. Yikes. What a great time.
I remember when I turned 25.
You turned 25 a long time ago. Max Lincoln is headed to the Glass Animals concert right now, and we will be there in a couple weeks. So we will be able to give our tips.
Since tell us how it is.
Tell us, Lincoln, tell us how it is.
I will return and report. thank you for listening to episode 25. If you stayed in all this way, And you text Jeff, he will Venmo you $1. So
sure, I will.
Thank you for listening. Share with a friend, share with your grandma, do something nice for someone. Jeff and Max, I want you to both give me one word as your final word.
Final word is, Lincoln, you already are making me regret this because Max just texted me and said pay up. So I already owe a dollar. So,
well, no, he has to actually go in and listen to the podcast and then get all of it at the end. And he needs to prove
ooh,
it.
Ooh.
I will be able to tell.
Sorry, Max.
I didn't get any of that. I'm not doing it.
All right. Well, the word of the day, word of the pod, final word, Max.
Ketchup, a sports drink.
Ketchup is a sports drink. Lefty's out.
Lefty's out.